Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day of Michigan's traditional firearm deer hunting season right around the corner. Hunters heading out to the woods and fields next Saturday morning. Joining us now to talk more about it, Chad Stewart, wildlife biologist with the Michigan DNR. Thanks, Chad, for being with us today. We appreciate your time. Firearm deer hunting season runs from the 15th through the end of the month. So what are you predicting this year as it pertains to the number of hunters heading out, the number of deer you expect will be taken?
Yeah, it should be interesting. This year is a little bit different. As always, our firearm opener starts on November 15th, and that just happens to fall this year on a Saturday. We have been experiencing increased participation over the past couple years, which is a nice positive trend that we have not experienced over the past, say, 20 years. And right now, our license sales are actually up a little bit compared to where they were the past couple years. Some of that may have had to do with the potential concern about the state shutdown that obviously never happened, but and people buying their licenses a little bit early. But I'm expecting another good year. We've been typically reporting about 300,000 deer taken by deer hunters throughout all the deer hunting seasons in the past couple years, and I'm expecting that number to be fairly close to that this year.
So that's a new trend, isn't it, that numbers are up? Because I know there was concern for a while that maybe the younger generation was not interested in hunting.
Yeah, and we're still seeing, very few youth hunters involved, compared to some of the older age hunters that we have. But really since 2020, when we experienced a pretty substantial spike, obviously because so much was shut down, and I think people just sort of got reinvigorated and participated in hunting. We saw a decline that following year, but it's been pretty steady throughout 22, 23, and 24, and things are looking pretty similar like that again. So I think long term, we're still have that concern of fewer hunters in the woods, is those hunters in their 60s and 70s slowly fade out of hunting, and they're not being replaced by the hunters in their teens and 20s. But for the immediate, we seem to have stabilized, at least short term.
Are there parts of the state where you expect more deer? I mean, I think people traditionally think of up north or the UP, but there are places in southern Michigan as well, correct?
Well, it's funny. Historically, 100 years ago, hunters would go to the Upper Peninsula to hunt because that's where a majority of the deer were. Now, it's completely flip-flopped. More than half of the deer that Michigan hunters will take this year will be from southern Michigan, so it'll exceed what is taken from the northern lower and even the Upper Peninsula. So really, if you are looking for your best opportunity to harvest a deer, it's best to stay south in the state compared to the historical trend of going north to cabin, because we've got a lot of agricultural fields, we've got high deer populations, and we tend to have usually bigger bucks down in the southern farm belt as well. So that's probably your best chance to harvest a deer is staying down south, but you also can't replace that feel of going up north and having camps and cottages up north and spending time with family and getting away.
Any new requirements, regulations for the hunters? Do you still have to tag your deer and report it to the DNR?
Yep, deer still need tag. You still need obviously a valid license, and we want to make sure everybody knows what the requirements are for the license you're using when you're going out and the equipment restrictions that you may or may not have depending on what season you're hunting in. Best way to do that is to either go online and look at our deer hunting regulation summary, or you can upload our mobile app, which is just the Michigan DNR Hunt Fish app, and all those rules and regulations are online or virtual, and you can and include it with that app so that you can download them and have them available at all times. But yeah, tagging is still important, and reporting your animal within 72 hours is still important. Other than that, most of our regulations, especially in the Lower Peninsula, have remained the same and are consistent with what they were last year. So if you were familiar with the regulations last year, there's no real changes this year that'd be worried about.
All right. And finally, Chad, some advice or tips. Unfortunately, every year we always hear about tragedies, heart attacks, people being shot. You know, what's the word on making sure everyone stays safe?
Yeah, and that's I appreciate you bringing that up. That's really the primary talking point when you're going out. We want to make sure that everybody comes home safe and sound. Obviously, wear your hunter orange. That's a requirement during the firearm season. You need to have that hunter orange on. As you're taking aim at a deer, make sure you're aware and identify what the target is, but not only what the target is, but what's behind the target as well. That's also very important. And you're right, the heart attack has come, we've seen that in the past. If you be honest with yourself in terms of what your limits can be, try to get help and support for dragging your deer out of the woods. You know, a lot of times folks have gone through several months or maybe even longer with very little strenuous exercise, and they go to try to drag a 150-pound deer out of the woods, and it's a lot, and it can tax your body. So just be careful and ask for help in getting that deer out of the woods if you are successful.
All right. Thanks, Chad. Chad Stewart, wildlife biologist with the DNR, firearm deer hunting season from the 15th through the end of the month. And hopefully everyone is safe and has a happy hunting season, Chad.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate right.
it. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.